Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
Previously on The Horror Show.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stannies.
Yeah!
Tonight, we are here to honor the movies and stuff. Shows, the stuff, the crap, the gold that we have watched over the last year. Best cover art. So congratulations, Fake Frankenhooker. You are the first ever Stanny recipient.
Yes.
Congratulations. Best bad guy, or baddie, if you will.
Frank wins.
Frank, come on the stage, Frank. Oh, he's wait, dead. You're dead. You were murdered. You were murdered by police officers. Well,
the actor's dead too, so it wouldn't work anyway.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. All right, well, we follow up the best baddie with the worst baddie. Of worst baddie. I'm just pulling the trigger on this one for you.
I don't even want to give it to him. I don't want them to I want them to have nothing.
Guys, the worst baddie, the winner, going home with a Stanny tonight. Peter Rottentail, come on up. Peter Rottentail, do you have anything you want to say? This is the worst idea we've ever had. We can't sustain this. Best male character and best female characters. Ladies and gentlemen, Leprechaun, please come to the stage.
By default, the only male.
Oh, sorry, Elijah Wood, but Warwick Davis, come grab your certificate and get the fuck out of here. Mother,
come on up
in your wheelchair. Oh wait, you were suffocated with a plastic breast.
You gone
and no longer among the living. No, we have the biggest scumbag award. So Stooge, come on up.
No, Stooge, stay the fuck in your seat.
And we'll throw it.
The best comedy we watched.
I gotta give it to Thanksgiving.
Yeah!
I think that's the funnier movie.
The person you most wanted to kill. Come on up, Ricky's face. Come on up, Ricky. Ricky, what do you have to say? On a war?
Hey, thanks for watching The Horror Show with Sean and Joel. Ain't no other place to go. I'm Roddy Piper.
Thanks.
Best cast.
All right. Ooh. I like it.
This is another real one. Not a lot of those. Creepshow. Stellar cast.
Leslie Nielsen. Ted Danson.
Stephen King.
Ooh. Ted Danson is a phenomenal actor.
Ted Danson machine.
I didn't know that until
we
watched
Fargo.
We
should sit that guy down and make him watch, like, you know, Ted Danson and then Ricky and be like, see, this is acting.
This or is like not. Liam Neeson, like a guy that's just known for like playing a fucking idiot goofball and then like nails it as just a straight up bad guy. Like nails it.
Wait, he was known for being an idiot? Was he in Schindler's List? Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah.
Is he Schindler's
List? I was like, wait, what are you talking about?
I thought that guy got famous at like 47 playing a dad.
She's in Schindler's.
Wait, you thought he got famous
for Schindler?
I honestly do. I can't stand that guy. I can't believe he's famous, period. His movies are all the same.
So your point was Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
Known for Robot Monster.
Yeah. I mean, he's an idiot. But, I mean, even that guy just proves Ricky is a fucking terrible actor.
He was great in Creepshow.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal. So Creepshow just won the award, basically. But we'll read the rest of the nominees. Just sucked Creepshow's dick for 3 minutes. Pumpkinhead. You got
Lance Henriksen.
Lance Henriksen, shirtless.
Some dirty kids.
Lance Henrik, shirtless.
Some dirty kids.
And Pumpkinhead, the great female lead. Just a wonderful female lead. Night of the Demons. While we may hate some of these characters.
It's still a good cast.
Great cast. Really, I thought that cast was really good. Linnea Quigley. I just liked everyone in that. And why did I nominate this? I was fucking drunk or something. Under Wraps. I don't know what.
Out of every movie.
Are these supposed to be funny? I'm not laughing at this point. I'm actually furious at myself. I ruined this entire award show. Oh, boy. Well, Stephen King, Liam Neeson, sit down, Liam. Leslie Nielsen, come on up. And who else was in that? Oh, Ted Danson. Come on up,
yeah,
buddy.
Teddy. Yeah.
Come on up, Teddy. Come get your guy's award. And Stephen King, the man, the stand. We should probably tell that story in the middle of the fucking podcast. Probably should have been at the beginning. Where the standees come from. Do you remember where the standees come from, Paul?
Why it's called the standees?
Yeah, Joe's such a big Stephen King fan.
That's correct.
That he referred to himself as a stan.
It is the worst.
And both you and I had never heard of that.
No.
Pretty sure it's not a real thing still.
Oh, wait. I will confirm it, though. Yeah, it's the worst name for an award. It's a terrible name. Everyone is like, why is it called a standee and a picture of Stephen King on it? I mean, we really need to put a picture of us dressed as Stephen King on the award and not Stephen King. Maybe next year. But yeah, we had a conversation about how big of a stan Joe was for Stephen King. And then we went into this diatribe about trying to be like Stan from the Eminem video and dressing up as Stephen King and driving our wives, is it wives or mom, or in the back of a car off a bridge,
girlfriend or something?
Oh yeah, it was a girlfriend. So that's where the standees come from, and everyone is confused by it. I've got more questions about that than ever. No one understands, and god damn it, terrible idea, absolutely terrible idea. Cat, why is this cat even getting joy out of this?
He's having the time of his life.
Really, truly having the time of his life. Out of control. So, we did award best cast. I think the cat just
fell asleep.
Ate shit. Next award. Which investors lost the most money?
Oh my god.
This is a sad topic.
This is an amazing category.
Anyone that put faith into the standees.
Oh, yeah. You lost all your money. Investors, I'm sorry. Peter Rottentail.
Okay.
Blood Freak.
Oh, no.
Blood Freak is going to be tough because you have to factor in inflation. It was made in like the 70s. So, Thanksgiving. And Terror Firmer.
That one might be sad.
Yeah.
Terror Firmer.
That one really.
Guys, I'm going to just award this myself. So Peter Rottentail, I mean, when your budget is about $17, it's tough to say your investors lost a ton of money.
It's tough to say you had investors.
Blood Freak is up there, though. I mean, I feel like they took some money from some people and put out a real shit product. Thanksgiving. I don't think the budget was that high.
What do you mean?
No chance. What do you mean you don't think?
You mean you don't think?
It's a fact.
I'm sorry. And Terra Firmer, if you know the history, it was like one of their, it was their last big budget film, ton of money, and it just,
it did not do well.
It tanked.
Yes.
I can't understand it, why.
Unfairly.
I can't.
Given the chance, it would have done as well as anything else.
Wait, what?
Paul's being a jerk. Paul's being a jerk to Lloyd Kaufman directly. Shots fired. Pew, 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 pew. Guys, unfortunately, Terraformer wins this award.
To compensate, we're going to give him a Stanny.
But that's why. That's why I'm also giving it to them, because Troma deserves a Stanny. And who doesn't want a Stanny?
Right.
Probably Terraformer for most investor lost money. Congratulations, Terraformer, though. You earned it. Oh, fuck. That's terrible. That's terrible. You earned it. Oh, boy. We're coming to the end, guys. Oh, wait. No, we're not. I have so many. This is the shittiest award show ever.
Just tell me now. Is Triclops on there?
Triclops is not. Ugh. You know what? I really wanted our fans. I'm sorry, fans. I'm going to call you out here. I really wanted our fans to like come up with some great moments from the show. Granted, I also didn't want to be the people that are like, tell me why I'm funny and I'll put you on the show. That's not what I wanted. I just wanted funny clips to re-put on the show again. That's what I was really hoping for. Triclops would have been very funny to put on. Because I re-listened to that recently and I laughed so fucking hard. Just at you laughing at Triclops and the concept of it, which isn't that far-fetched. It's just a word. And it's a real word. It's just a suffix. Triclops. Next award. Now this, we're getting into awards that fans gave us the ideas for, which is great. The Willow Creek Award for Worst Movie.
Mm.
This was sent to us by Isaac from our Facebook page. Our nominees: Blood Freak, Willow Creek, Peter Rottentail, and Poultrygeist and Thanksgiving on here.
Well, okay, so there's three choices.
Yeah, there's three choices. Blood Freak, Willow Creek, and Peter Rottentail. Guys, the worst movie.
All right, let's actually talk this one through.
Yeah,
choose three different movies.
It's really hard. All right, guys. All right, yeah, you're right. Let's talk Blood Freak.
Okay. Sucked.
It was...
Fucking
I feel like we're just going to say the same thing for all of you.
It was painful to sit through.
Blood Freak was really bad. You have a guy, it opens with a guy reading off of a piece of paper.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
As if it's a newscast, but it's not.
Filmed with a fucking ham sandwich.
That's what it looked like. A ham sandwich that's been in a backpack for like 3 months and just all your books have sat on it. And
the ending... I didn't even
get it.
Until you talked about happened.
I mean, I didn't either. I'm pretty sure in the episode, I'm like verifying with Paul that was the end, because I just wasn't quite sure.
Why was that guy sleeping on the grass?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
This was ended up there.
I hated that movie.
That movie was brutal.
Yeah, really bad.
It's very bad. And it's a man in a chicken head, and people are talking to him. Some people are terrified of him, and other people are like, oh, hey, Jim, what's up?
Other people are having sex with him.
Other people are
them.
Fucking him. They're
having straight up chicken head, man.
Asking what their kids are going to look like.
Yeah. There was one good takeaway.
That movie is garbage.
When they put the leg through the bandsaw.
I don't even remember.
I didn't know that happened.
I don't even remember. Oh, man.
Oh, so Blood Freak's pretty
bad.
That
was bad.
Yeah. Willow Creek. Paul, did you ever watch Willow Creek?
I never did because Joe bashed it so hard. I was like, there's no point in me ever seeing
it. There really wasn't a point in you seeing it. I mean, me and Joe have talked about it so often. I mean, when you have 35 minutes filmed in a tent of people whispering, like, you'd have to turn your volume up.
Willow Creek had two people in a fucking tent and filmed it in real time. So if you like went camping with a buddy... It just set up a camera. That's what it's like watching the last act of Willow Creek. Just like, oh, what was that? And then instead of like investigating, you're just sitting in a fucking dark tent wondering what a noise was.
Which is basically like you guys in the house when you thought you heard a knock.
Yeah, 100%.
If we filmed it and if it lasted for 20 minutes.
And I mean, I guess that's why you that's why you shouldn't complain about horror movies when you're like, why are these people going outside to investigate? Because I don't want to watch 30 minutes of people sitting in a house petrified.
That's such a good point.
That's
otherwise, you're just sitting there waiting.
You're just sitting there waiting for death
quietly.
I'm not gonna move.
With no sound.
Yeah, like, let's try and hope this goes by. And, like, imagine if the killer does is like, there's no one home. That's the end of the movie.
That's the greatest film of all time. That's a great film concept.
And that's what happens in Willow Creek. We see 30 minutes of people sitting in a tent. And honestly, Joe's doing it justice by being like, what was that? Because it was honestly like, like, I could not hear a fucking word they were saying. And then you'd hear rocks hit the tent. And then honestly, there were moments where it was like, it felt like 5 minutes. And there was like silence. Not even whispering.
I'm not lying. That was real time.
And they were sitting there and then another rock would hit. And they'd be like, what the fuck was that?
And then don't even get me started about the fucking ending.
I mean, can we spoil this ending now? Can we just talk about this? I don't know if we did spoil it on any of our other shows.
Was there a payoff?
Yeah.
We're
getting into it.
So, spoiler alert, fast forward a minute or so.
Like 2 or 3 minutes.
Wait a second. Was it a female Yeti something?
Yeah, it was a...
It's not a Yeti. It's just a fat woman.
It was a giant, fat, naked woman.
Paul's face.
In the woods. Like a woman. A woman.
Not a hairy woman, not a Yeti, just a obese woman.
Just your average.
And then she makes it. She's like,
and she's somehow dragging them.
What?
That was my reaction.
What?
That's Bigfoot. Bigfoot is a naked woman in the woods that apparently no one could fight off and throws rocks at your tent. Until you come out and fight her.
Why was she out there? Was she like drunk?
Rules she's Bigfoot.
She's big football. It's not just a woman. That's Bigfoot.
Wait.
Sean, there actually might be a chance that we're wrong. That is our takeaway.
Wait.
But what else would it be?
You know, I'm with you.
But 100%. It's just a normal woman?
Wait a minute.
She's a large woman.
It's like tall?
I mean... 6'1".
Wait, it's not even like an 8 foot tall woman. It's like a normal size.
She's not like an Amazonian.
Adult woman that's a little bit taller.
Yeah, an 8 too much.
Guys,
that's supposed to be what Bigfoot is?
Yeah, well, the whole movie is about Bigfoot, and that was Bigfoot.
Are you sure?
I'm yes.
No, but like, is this?
That's her.
Pull up a picture to show Paul.
You know what?
Is that what Bigfoot's supposed to be, or is that just some fucking woman that they happen to run into that was like creeping?
I mean, that was Bigfoot in the movie.
Oh my god!
So,
guys, I gotta go watch Willow Creek.
Okay, so okay, so somebody explains this, and everyone is pissed off on Reddit, on Dreddit. Does anyone follow Dreddit?
Yes.
Okay. So somebody, this, I think this is worth talking about. I just finished watching. Wait, the title is "Can someone explain the ending of Willow Creek to me?" Which, honestly, if that has to happen, it's a bad movie. It's a bad fucking movie. If you can't even like make up your own, I just finished watching it and I'm pretty confused. Was it Bigfoot? A mountain lion? What happened to the girl? The whole thing ended so abruptly.
Mountain lion.
I didn't have time to process what was going on. Well, that guy was not watching. We have a comment here. The overweight nude woman is the woman from the missing poster earlier in the film, which I did not catch. She is Bigfoot's forest bride, which is a phenomenon that is discussed in Bigfoot lore. But did they talk about it in the movie?
I don't think so. Maybe one of those jerks at one of the pubs did.
Where Bigfoot supposedly takes human women as his sex partners. Jim is obviously killed by Bigfoot and Kelly has been taken as the next forest bride. And somebody's comment under that is, what the fuck? So you're telling me the final few moments of audio in this movie where we hear Kelly screaming, no, help me, followed by that ridiculous howling, is the sound of Bigfoot kidnap / probably raping Kelly?
But you never see Bigfoot. You just see this woman.
No, you never see Bigfoot.
This is like a terrible movie.
Yeah, it's really bad. So, wait a minute. I just need to see this comment. somebody wrote, this film fucked me up. No, it didn't. You need to watch some other movies. Is Willow Creek the first movie you ever saw? I watched them be listeners. I'm sorry. And then our final real nominee for this, Peter Rottentail.
Abysmal. Not even like laughable while watching it.
No, just talking about it is laughable.
Way more fun than watching the movie.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
filmed out of order.
That's the biggest thing.
That made
scenes out of order. I mean, scenes out of order.
I feel like that has to sway the vote. I wasn't even going to go with it because it's so typical. Like, I really want to give it to that piece of shit, Willow Creek.
I disagree. I think it's Blood Freak. Blood Freak was painful to watch, and I couldn't even laugh at it.
Willow Creek,
no, you know what?
Just infuriated me to no end while we just discussed it, but I'm kind of with Blood Freak.
You know what? Blood Freak was also like an hour and 40 minutes. At least Peter Rottentail was only like 70 minutes. Right.
And Paul just made a great point that, like, at least talking about Peter Rottentail's pure shittiness was like fun to talk about.
Yeah, you're right.
There's nothing talking about Blood Freak's not fun. There's no point in it of it.
Blood Freak was confusing and disgusting and a giant piece of garbage. Blood Freak,
the winner.
Wow,
the first Willow Creek winner.
What a shocker.
The Willow Creek award does not go to Willow Creek. The crowd is shocked. Stunned silence from our rabid audience here tonight. All right, so next up on the docket. I can't stop saying that. Next up.
On the docket.
Docket. What the fuck? What
the fuck's a docket?
I think it's like a list of things. I don't know. Another one from Isaac submitted. Isaac, you got some good ones. The Tom Savini Award for Best Gore. A cat just barked in this house. I've never heard a cat bark ever in my life. Because they don't. So I don't know what that was. Savini Award for Best Gore from Isaac. This is tough because there's so much gore in so many of these movies. Here's my list I came up with. Treevenge. Hostel. Maniac. And I put the new Maniac. Although you could put the old one.
Wait. So in the Tom Savini Award, you put the Maniac that didn't have Tom Savini effects?
Correct. And Terror Firmer. Now think about it, guys. Terror Firmer is fucking
disgusting.
Brutal. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's fucking absolutely insanely brutal.
I saw that for the first time in high school, and I was basically like, I'm never going to watch that again because it was so disgusting. But after listening to you guys talk about it, I went back and watched it, and I was fucking grossed out all over again.
It is gross.
I hate the pickler.
The pickler is disgusting.
It's terrible.
It's fucking awful. Ugh. So where do you guys stand on this? Hostile, I'm kind of eliminating. It's too average.
Yeah.
Maniac, I'd go for either one, but that new one was real brutal.
New one was real brutal, but the first one has that car scene with the shotgun, which is amazing.
It blew me away the first time I saw it.
Nice one.
Fuck.
Solid. You're solid.
Guys, I think this goes, let's actually do one award correct tonight and give the Tom Savini Award to Tom Savini for Maniac. Congratulations, woo! Tom. He couldn't be here tonight. He has a job and hates us for even considering not nominating him. Let's see. We've got a few others, and then we'll start talking about some of the awards that we didn't get to talk about, but you guys submitted that we really appreciated enough to just discuss. Oh my God, we still have our final ones. Oh my gosh. So many real legit things here. Most Attractive Character Award. I forget who sent this, and because I'm an idiot, I deleted it. I think it was Ryan, though. I can't look this up right now. So Most Attractive Character, will do female and male, just to be fair.
Okay.
Females. Linnea Quigley is Trash from Night of the Demons. Linnea, always going to be up there. Joan Collins in All Through the House.
Very attractive.
Smoking hot. Frankenhooker. Listen, different strokes for different folks.
Wait, her or when he has the boobs?
Her. Okay. Him nominated in both categories, male and female. And Jamie Lee Curtis from Prom Night in that sexy ass dance.
Oh, that dance scene.
That dance scene is brutal. So Linnea Quigley again, real quick. Linnea Quigley, Joan Collins, Frankenhooker, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Where are we going with most attractive character? So what do you guys think for this female award?
I mean, based on looks alone, I'm going to give it to character. Joan.
I'm going with Joan also. Most attractive character. I'm shocked that we went with her.
Very good looking.
Very late entry. And just like, I mean, she was just surprisingly good looking for that time period, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
In the 70s, the clothes and like the makeup and stuff and the hair will kind of just make you be like, meh.
Yeah, she like, was drop dead gorgeous.
Like that's timeless right there. She was great in that. So congratulations, Joan. You won this award that you don't care about. Most attractive male.
Guest. Character. Move on.
David the guest.
The guest.
Boner Jams. The guy from
Elijah Wood, Maniac.
He's no guest.
The male lead of Nukem High.
Nah.
Listen, Joe and I made our decision.
Lance Henriksen, Pumpkinhead.
Oh, no way.
Oh, fuck.
Shirtless Lance Henriksen.
Threw a wrench into the mix.
I can't believe you both had that reaction. Lance Henriksen is ugly as shit. And disgusting shirtless. I mean, he's muscular, but just so unnecessary.
He knows how to rock that denim, though.
So unnecessary. David from The Guest wins the award.
Oh,
congratulations.
Sure.
Very total handsome stud. Man. Very
especially
handsome.
When he comes out of the shower.
Very, very handsome.
Whoops,
man. Oh, boy. This award show is something else. I'll tell you what. This has really been, I don't even know what to say at this point. Why are we here? Why did Fangoria?
More confusing than that Santa Claus.
So much more confusing than the Santa Claus and all through that. Fucking that guy. What
most confused character goes to Santa Claus.
That was the worst.
That was the guy worst. Who was just lost.
That should have been the worst baddie, by the way.
That should have.
Worst baddie. My grandfather confused and walking around the house just to Santa.
giving people massages.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me just see, because we are coming to the end here. Okay. This is an interesting one sent in from Lorena. The worst dick trauma in the movie.
Are you kidding me right now?
Paul, you don't have to whisper. You could talk about this openly.
It's that someone named Lorena is talking about dick trauma.
Lorena Bobbitt. Oh,
wait, that would be awesome to talk about. I'm keeping this in.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
What the fuck?
What a connection. Lorena is not Lorena Bobbitt, but
do we know that for a fact?
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, she does not look like her.
I'm fairly confident.
Oh. I know we had picks. I mean,
does Joe know what Lorena Bobbitt looks like?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Remember when John Wayne Bobbitt was on WWE?
Yeah.
Val Venus was about to have his dick cut off, but John Wayne Bobbitt turned off the lights and saved the day.
Welcome to the Stannies, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed every minute of this nonsense bullshit. So, worst dick trauma sent in from Lorena V, which just sounds like Lorena B.
Oh, shit.
Paul's mind is blown, and he actually believes this, I think. This one... I was actually not even going to include, but then I apparently... What?
It's got to be Wolf Cop.
Well, wait until I read these things.
It does which, not.
Dude. Okay.
Wolf Cop. Nominated. Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Jennifer bites a man's peen off. Hostile 2. Cutting off a dick and feeding it to dogs.
Oh, yeah. forgot about that.
I was a real dick connoisseur. Dick trauma connoisseur. And basically any trauma movie. Yep. But let's go with...
No Zombievers?
I don't even remember the Zombievers.
No Cannibal Holocaust? Or is that too real for you?
We didn't talk about it this year.
I guess we technically
did. Well, you guys talked about that.
No. Way too real.
That's
real. It was actually just traumatizing.
A man's dick was removed. So yeah, I don't
a real human.
I don't count that. It's not. What happens in Zombievers? Who gets their dick cut off?
I thought someone had their dick ripped off.
I don't know.
Maybe it was to give a wolf out.
Wolf Cop's dick like explodes, right?
Dude, it gets so fucking big.
Wait,
it looks like a gorilla arm.
Dude, I totally forgot about this scene. Do you remember the scene?
It's the bloodiest bathroom I've ever seen.
Because I was like, oh, the wolf cop scene. Like, I barely remember it, but now I remember. Turns into a giant tube, giant skin tube. Like, it's disgusting. It's so appalling looking. It's fucking gross.
Wolf cop wins.
Wolf cop. I will make one case for trauma, which is the broom handle that goes through his anus.
Oh,
and
man.
Comes out his dick.
Fuck. And the head is still attached to the broom handle.
What does he call it?
Woodpecker.
Woodpecker. Oh god.
And then
like 20 minutes later, the guy still has it though.
Like the rest of the movie, he has it.
That is a valid point.
That's a valid point. And then isn't there? Does somebody get their dick ripped off in the graveyard scene? Doesn't the guy that gets anally fisted with the hand comes out of his mouth, doesn't he get his dick ripped off also?
That was so disgusting.
All right, guys. I think this one has to come to a vote. Why don't you start it, Joey? Because I think you're going to go Wolf Cop.
I'm going to go Woodpecker.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah,
I'm going to go Woodpecker.
Oh, shit. Paul is stunned and disbelief. Wow. I kind of got sold on the wolf cop skin tube.
This giant skin tube.
Because it was for so life. It was so appalling.
Skin tube.
That's
for
your
life.
Vote, Paul?
I got to go wolf cop, man.
Wolf cop?
I remember it so vividly, and it was gross. And I couldn't believe they showed it.
It was very bad. Wolf cop, I'm shocked. This is a huge underdog come from behind winner. Thanks, Lorena V, for sending us your award idea. That was a great award idea.
Yes.
We are down to our last three awards, last four awards. This next one, best guest on the show. We debated whether we should include celebrities or not, but we shouldn't because Kansas Bowling beats everybody. So
yeah, we had Kansas Bowling. We got to interview Felissa.
Oh, yeah. All those people were so good.
Lloyd Kaufman.
So we excluded them, guests directly to the show, and we have...
We have an envelope with... We did this one official.
This one official. It's got an envelope. We have Paul here. Paul is nominated. Joe, why don't you read... Well, should we read the nominee?
No.
All right. But Paul already knew he was nominated. All right, so Paul, let's hear who...
That's why I dressed up.
Let's hear who won this award.
Okay, opening the envelope, and the winner of the 2015 Stannies Award for Best Guest on the Horror Show Podcast goes to Hermione the Cat. Congratulations, Hermione. Where are you, Hermione? She's taking a shit. She can't come and accept her award. Here to accept Hermione's award is Paul.
Paul, can you accept the award?
I'd already told people that I was winning an award tonight.
Paul, can you go scratch the wall?
I thought it was by default. That's why I came.
That's the stupidest gag. It's not going to play well at all. It's going to be amazing. Oh, congratulations, Kat. You really... pissed me off a few times and you win this award just so we can screw Paul. Paul, I really appreciate you coming on the show though. No, I really do.
Well, there's always next year.
There's always next year for you to lose again to like a table.
The Christmas tree. Thanks for coming out.
table. All right, guys. We're coming down at the end here. This is just crazy. Actually, before we wrap it up with our top ones, let's talk about some of these awards that some fans sent in. It was basically a lot of the same fans, but I liked them all. Lorena V had a Sean impersonation award. I couldn't remember any of the impersonations I did, so I came up with a couple.
That mommy one.
Mommy.
Well, that's on here. The British child.
Yes.
The British
chimney sweep.
Oh my god.
The writer from Peter Rotten Tail, which he was offended by. It wasn't that bad. It was just kind of like
big bumbling idiot.
And he's not though. Thanks, Paul. I imitated the guy from Night of Demons screaming bitch.
Yep.
As a reader pointed out, and my Silent Night, Deadly Night impersonation got some pretty great feedback. I'm not voting for these. I came up with them. I would never give myself an award for that. My impersonations are fucking the shits. They're fucking terrible. Here's a good one. The Rumpelstiltskin, that, and by the way, I didn't even get that. Oh yeah, I did. Lorena. Yeah. The Rumpelstiltskin award for the most outlandishly bad adaptation of a myth fairy tale. You'd have Jack Frost.
Yep.
Rumpelstiltskin, the turkey. I guess. Yeah. We had a few on there.
Yeah.
And that was from Ryan S. Thanks, Ryan. This one I wanted to do so bad, and we didn't have the time to hunt these down. It's so hard after you've seen the movies to go back and try and figure it out. The Crypt Keeper Award for best pun / gag in a movie or show. And this is from Daniel M.
It is a good one.
Like, Thanksgiving obviously has a million. Oh, and here's my Jack Frost quote. I knew I wrote it down somewhere. God, I only axed for a smoke. After he killed a guy with an axe smoking a cigarette. Doesn't make sense. That's so bad. Oh, and the best part about that category, if we had done it, was just the silence afterwards. After everyone I read, just us being like, what the fuck? Because I'm pretty sure that's how we read them every time we talked about them.
Lorraine? Hold on. We have the winner of the best guess up to the microphone.
He's probably going to bite you.
Say something.
Bark. Meow. Bark into the microphone. Just going to knock it down, turn it off.
All right. Nice speech.
Another one from Lorena, the best smile, and she had nominated Lower Birth. The two-headed freak with no teeth. And Jennifer's face from Master of War. Jennifer's face is honestly one of the most vile things
it's
I've ever seen.
Disgusting.
It's so fucking gross.
Why does everyone want to fuck her?
Oh, like spaghetti. Lorena V, I don't know if she recommended this one or if she was just joking. Best child death. Paul looks so appalled.
No, I mean, it's obviously Treevenge.
That's I only had one listed.
Yep.
I was actually going to give it out.
I couldn't believe when I saw that.
You know what? Treevenge, come on up. We'll print you out a new certificate. Oh, there's a tree here. That'll murder us in a minute. And then let's see.
Oh, God.
The cat is going bullshit again. All right. And just a couple other ones we had here. Conrad W., says, you guys could do an award for the best story in an anthology movie and have a vote for the best one. You could include stories from Tales from the Crypt, Treehouse of Horrors, Are You Afraid of the Dark, etc. That would have been really good and just really daunting to compare all those shorts together. That would just be... And we love anthologies so much. It would be, like, honestly the most brutal thing ever. I can't even think of one I'd pick off the top of my head.
Just he's saying just pick one story from an anthology?
That's tough. That's real tough to do. I can't do it. Sorry, Conrad. You'll have to hang in there. You'll never know the answer. Which, the surprise is part of the fun, isn't it, Paul? How much do you like surprises, Paul?
I love not winning tonight. That was a fucking great surprise.
Ryan S. said, Lloyd Kaufman Award for Outstanding Achievement in Indie Flicks and Stuff, which I liked. And Vincent D., how about an award for the best and worst movie title puns? You guys have a shit ton of options for those. So thank you guys for sending your things in there. We would have honestly probably done them all, but kind of just ran out of time and effort, frankly. The effort wasn't there. F for effort on this. This cat, I might take the award away.
Paul, you might have this award by the end. God. You might have this award by the end of the night.
And now our final awards, which I think I just kind of put these as the best ones. These awards I figured were kind of the most, they kind of summed up the show the best for us. So, best bad movie, Thanksgiving, Jack Frost, Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, and Terror Firmer. Best bad movie. Thanksgiving, and Jack Frost, as we've already talked about, hilariously funny, especially to discuss. I mean, funny, just so bad they're funny. And after being super pissed about them, talking about them on the show, I have grown to love them in hindsight. Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, it's still a little, it's kind of a fresh wound for me still. I'm still kind of pissed about it, but it's really bad and really good. It's really fucking terrible.
Plus you only have to really watch 40 minutes, right?
Also that, true. That was awesome. That was fantastic.
But it's the same for Thanksgiving.
Infuriating. Yeah. And Terror Firmer is on there, which I want to love so bad, and it is just kind of painful.
I like Terror Firmer.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Congratulations, Joe.
All right, so voting in, what do you guys think? Best bad movie?
You know what I'm going with.
You're going with Thanksgiving?
I am.
Paul, what are your thoughts on this? It's a tough category.
We kind of split. It's so tough.
I'm going to make your decision a little easier here. Oh, boy. Jack Frost is really entertaining and stupid.
And it actually has some production value behind it.
You know what? I'm going Jack Frost. I'm going Jack Frost. Best really? Bad movie.
Paul, I mean, I love Jack Frost.
Split it, Paul. What do you think?
I'm not going to split it.
We have double winners.
Wait, so what are you doing?
Best bad movie.
I'm taking myself out of consideration.
Is it a tie?
It's a tie. All
right.
They both win.
You guys can both have
Congratulations.
It.
I'm okay with it.
Congratulations, Jack Frost. Congratulations, Thanksgiving. You have a bad movie. You made a terrible movie. You made a terrible
movie. But it's fun as hell to watch.
You made a really terrible... You made a couple terrible movies. I feel like this award is probably the most... I think this should be the best award of the night. That's why it's basically wrapping it up. Is it scary to watch award? for the legitimately scariest movie. And this could also be known as the AKA, yes, we actually do watch some good movies award. Now, we actually didn't watch many scary movies. Pumpkinhead. The Blob. Deep Red. And Halloween.
So we're voting on what one's the scariest?
Yeah. Not many scary movies in our arsenal. Horror movie podcast without any scary movies, if you can imagine that. Genuinely scary. Is it scary to watch?
For me, I think Deep Red was the scariest of the four.
I hated Deep Red. But it might have been
except for that scene where they smash that guy's face on everything.
Oh yeah.
And the little saw doll comes creeping out.
But for no reason. Whatever.
It's a diversion.
Dude. I'm going Halloween.
I'm going Halloween.
Halloween, come on up. You are our only legitimate winner. Really good movie. You don't deserve to be on this show. Thank you, though. Thank you to all involved. Guys, that's a wrap, but we have one final award. The viewer's choice for the worst final award, least favorite episode, viewer's choice. What was our shittiest episode we ever made? Let me get on my computer here and get the tallies in. I don't know what it could be. I mean,
yeah, I got an idea. Might be recording it right now.
Bazinga.
For the listener at home, Paul pulled his tie like Rodney Dangerfield.
And the winner is, let's see here. Oh my God. It's the Solo Sean show. I don't know what to say. I mean, I want a Stanny!
You're a winner!
I want a Stanny. Thank you all so much. I'm so happy. Thank you all from the bottom of your heart. I can't believe this is amazing. I can't believe I'm here. This is an honor. I want a Stanny, guys. Thank you all so much for voting. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you all for making Sean scream while my wife is sleeping in the bedroom.
Oh, shit.
Why'd she be sleeping at a Chili's anyways?
Oh, shit.
Total wake up, yeah.
Yeah, make sure you tip the staff well tonight.
Yeah, tip the staff and somebody pay the fucking bill. Guys, thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. Again, what an amazing year it's been. It's unbelievable. Can't thank you guys enough. I hope these two episodes... I hope you guys have fun listening to them. I don't know what to say. Me and Joe had bigger plans for it. So, I mean, you guys know what we are. So hopefully you weren't actually expecting anything worthwhile. Thank you all, though. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Thank Harley Poe for allowing us to use the song Gorehound off the album Pagan Holiday. What else? Facebook.com/IHateHorror.
Yep.
Twitter.com. @IHateHorrorShow.
I'm @JoeV421.
You can find us at IHateHorror.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher. Rate, review, download, whatever. Send me an email. Oh, just
Paul, you got anything to plug?
Paul be working.
I ain't plugging shit.
And yeah, guys, we really appreciate it again. If you send us a review, make sure you send me an email and I'll get you some stickers out in the mail. And that's at Sean@IHateHorror.com. And that's really it. So for Joe and Paul, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.
I light my voyeurism with a glass of red rum, 'cause I'm